WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. After waiving extradition in Pennsylvania today, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down United Healthcare's CEO, Brian Thompson, in Manhattan, was flown back to New York. After arriving at a Long Island airport, Mangione boarded an NYPD helicopter and was flown to Wall Street. He's facing both state and now federal charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where Mangione is expected to make an initial appearance.
In the state courthouse, he faces an 11-count indictment charging him with murder in furtherance of terrorism. Here, a criminal complaint in federal court has just been unsealed, charging him with stalking, murder through the use of a firearm, and another firearms offense involving a silencer.
New York City's mayor was at the heliport when Mangione landed. Mangione had been fighting extradition this past week following his arrest in Pennsylvania when an employee at a McDonald's recognized him and called police. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has detected the first presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza A, also known as bird flu, in Barron County. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County. The person had exposure to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. DHS, in coordination with Barron County Health and Human Services, is monitoring farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and has provided them with information to protect their health. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of the Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Wisconsin adds a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3" Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70, Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix, losing at home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last eight in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect, with snow ongoing throughout the entire day, into the evening, and even overnight. Coming down heavy at times, reducing visibility to under a mile, and creating slick and slippery roads. With breezy winds gusting around 20 miles per hour, it's blowing and drifting the snow as well. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program on this Thursday, December 19th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, particularly if you like winter activities. Snow is coming down, Mr. Zommers. Let's take a look once again out on the old street cam here in downtown Madison. Look at that. Snow is, we have enough to track a cat, as we used to say.
More than that.
A big cat. it's a beautiful, picturesque setting. And I used to, back in the day, and again, many thanks to Sean Fetaplace from Main Street Alliance for being on the show today. And when I used to work at the state capitol, there was a time when I also lived downtown. And one of my favorite things to do was like on an afternoon or night like tonight, because a lot of people get the heck out of Dodge. They're like, we're working from home, we're going home early, we don't want to be on. And so downtown becomes just kind of quiet and nobody, and it's beautiful. You walk around and see the Capitol, the lights on it, and the Christmas lights and the snowfall. It's romantic, Mr. Zommers.
It certainly is.
It's a wintry mix. So it is beautiful, but there is a serious side to it as well. Many winter storm warnings or advisories right now across the state of Wisconsin. The warnings stretch roughly, and I'm very roughly, from Eau Claire area across Highway 29 to the Green Bay area. That's where the worst of the snowfall is going to be, or the heaviest, I should put it in that category. So think of Eau Claire, then just north of Eau Claire up towards Rice Lake, down to La Crosse, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, over to Green Bay, the Shawnee area, Door County, down into Oshkosh, the Fox Valley. Those areas could see 6, 7, 9 inches, maybe more of snow, depending upon where the track takes it specifically. Then kind of north of that, say around Hayward-ish, but north and south of Hayward could get some heavier snow, but maybe a little bit less in northern Wisconsin, far northern Wisconsin. And then also, say, from Wisconsin Dells, draw a line east and west and south of that line. So think of Richland Center area, Madison area, over to Milwaukee. Those areas are going to see anywhere, maybe up to 6 inches of snow, but could be as little as 3. And then right along the state line of Illinois, think of Monroe, Darlington, Racine, Kenosha, maybe an inch or less. There's going to be a dramatic cutoff somewhere, depending upon where this storm tracks. It's coming down out of Canada and Minnesota, going cutting across northeastern Iowa. And so on they call it the backside of that front, That's where all the snow happened. So, you know, you go to Dubuque, Iowa, not much happening at all. And so it's all, and 30, 40, 50 miles either way could mean a big difference. Best thing to do is stay off the roads if you can today, taking a look at the radar right now. Much of the state seeing snowfall according to the radar right now. And also according to 511WI.gov, that's 511WI.gov, winter driving conditions around the state of Wisconsin. Most of the roadways in the state of Wisconsin are either partially covered or completely covered in snow at this hour. A multitude of accidents on the Wisconsin roadways, too many to call out specifically. But unless you're in Racine, Kenosha, or if you're in far northwestern Wisconsin, think Eagle River. Ironically, Eagle River, good winter driving conditions right now. But I mean the far, basically the counties that border the UP of Minnesota, or Michigan rather, and then also down in Racine, Kenosha. Other than that, everything else in Wisconsin is more or less covered in snow right now. So just be aware of that. Leave, if you have to be out on the roads, please leave extra time and also a lot of extra room. Go slow, much better, you know, slow and steady wins the race in winter driving conditions like this. So be ready for that. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, talking about some national issues happening. Fannie Willis disqualified from Trump's Georgia election interference case. We'll let you know what happened on that. Also, if you think the roadways are a mess here in Wisconsin, it is a real mess out in Washington, D.C. As Donald Trump and really Elon Musk have blown up the bipartisan agreement for a continuing resolution to keep the federal government working. It runs out at midnight tomorrow. Government will shut down. And right now there is no plan, viable plan. Could have a big impact for people around the country. We'll tell you what all that means a little bit later this hour. But it is 11 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zomer, it's time for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
It's the growing up gift list. You understand? It's the every time Santa's whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
You know, it just once today.
So. Right. The great Darlene Love, by the way. We're going to play that. Monday is
Tuesday, I think. Oh, no, sorry.
Monday's our last live show, and then we have specials the rest of the week. But we'll do that. Darlene Love used to be on Letterman's show. It was always the last live show before the Christmas break. She would come on, and Paul Schaefer and the orchestra would play that great song. So we'll talk more about that. But right now, here's what you got to do. We have a great prize up for grabs this hour. Somebody listening right now is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And I can only imagine how beautiful it is there right now. There's all kinds of pine trees. It's just outside of the Dells. They have an indoor water park, so you can get a little warm in the warm water, chill out. They have a beautiful breakfast buffet, a great restaurant. They have a bar. You're going to be well taken care of at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can go there for nothing. I ain't getting nothing for Christmas. No, you are getting something if you win this hour. And then everybody who enters is eligible for one of 8 grand prizes, which will be drawn tomorrow night by the computer. They include 2 robot vacuums, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, 2 sets of luggage, and here's the killer, a snow blower. And who couldn't? I mean, can you imagine all the snow? Don't shovel. Wait until tomorrow night before you shovel because you might win a snowblower.
I do not advise that course of action.
All right. So you download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You open it up. The first 11 stations are ours, our news talkers, as they say, where we broadcast from. Find the one that's closest to you. If you don't have one close to you, no worries. Just choose one. Could be WAUK Milwaukee. It could be WMDX here in Madison, whichever one. Click on it. On the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Text, little icon. Looks like the old cartoon bubbles. You click on that. Now you're all set. Now you're all set. I'm going to give you the keyword. Type it carefully. Make sure you spell correctly because the computer will not recognize misspelled words. Spell it correctly, and you're all set to go. All right. The word this hour is cheer. Cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Come on over. We'll have a little cup of Christmas cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. That is the word this hour. Type or text the word cheer on the Civic Media app. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. It's always great to have some Christmas cheer this time of year, Mr. Zowers.
What is cheer?
Whatever adult beverage tickles your fancy.
Okay, that's what I thought. Then yeah. I just didn't know if there was something specific it referred to.
Now, yesterday, you and I had a little Christmas cheer. We went out for cocktails and dinner with our good friend Trigvi Olson, and our friend Chris joined us, Chris Andrews, the lovely and talented Christine Dininger Andrews, a more lovely, more talented person you could not find. Yeah, and she was fantastic. We went to the Old Fashioned, and I had an Old Fashioned.
I did as well.
And some cheese curds, and it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, and as somebody who is only 26 years old and has not spent a lot of time working in politics and broadcasting and all this, just being able to be there and hear all the stories from Todd, Trigvi, and Chris is so much fun.
We could write a book.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's right. A whole bunch of books.
One of the few advantages of getting older that you have a couple of stories, but none like Trigvi. I mean, Trigvi, I've told his kids, the only thing you should ask for, and I hope he lives a long, 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 long life, but the only thing they should ask for is his Rolodex, because that guy knows so many people. It's just ridiculous.
It's insane.
But he has all these great stories, and it's fun to hear. So anyway, we had some, and by the way, the Old Fashioned here in the Capitol Square is all decorated for the holidays. It's beautiful.
It was a very fun environment.
Festive.
Very festive. Mm-hmm. The only complaint I have is that some of the garland was a little low. I'm fairly tall, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, ooh, do I need to duck? I can't tell.
Don't hang yourself on the garland, for goodness sake.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, so the word this hour is cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Come on over for a cup of Christmas cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Text it right now. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight stay to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's a great place. So get yourself entered right now. Cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Somebody wins an overnight stay to Chula Vista, and then you're eligible for one of those great grand prizes, a robot vacuum named Rosie, or whatever you want to name her, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines on the up for grabs, a couple of sets of luggage, and a snow blower.
And remember, it is cheer, singular, not cheers, just right. Cheer. A cup of cheer.
A cup of cheer. And make sure you spell it correctly, because if you don't, the computer will not recognize it. And here's the deal. If you spell it correctly, you should get a bounce back text to let you know that it went through. And then if you follow the instructions on that and sign up for our newsletter or whatever, you get an extra entry. So double the chance to win. Somebody's winning it. Text in cheer, C-H-E-E-R, right now on the Civic Media app. Come on back. Oh, what's worse? You're going to love this one on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Oh, welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Well done, Mr. Zombers. We incorporated the word of the hour in the song.
Yep, that's why I picked that one.
Excellent. Well done. The word this hour to text in on the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Whew, that's a mouthful. Up for grabs, an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Right now, all you have to do to enter is text the word cheer, a cup of cheer, singular, C-H-E-E-R, cheer. And somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then entered in for one of our wonderful 8 grand prizes. By the way, I almost got a whip crack myself. The lawyers have reminded me, I have not yet told you, this is a statewide contest.
You're living on edge, Todd. You're playing a dangerous game.
Maybe I wanted the whip.
Maybe you did.
It's a statewide contest. Text cheer right now. All right, time once again for What's Worse.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike our text to win contest, no prize money or prizes given, but it is your chance, and you can't put a value on this, your chance to be heard across statewide radio, our 11 stations that cover the entire state, partner, and on the Civic Media app worldwide. Here it is. What's Worse? Timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. Car trouble or phone trouble? What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app on that one if you would like as well.
This is a tough one, actually.
It is, because you think of a day like today when the roads are snow-covered and slippery. Some are completely covered, by the way. If you're out there, you don't want car trouble. You don't want your car to break down. But if it does, you want to make sure your phone is working.
So you can call someone to pick right. you up or call AAA or whatever it is.
Right. But I think that the general question here is just in general, not specifically like on a day like today, but in general, what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? I've had both. I'm glad they didn't ask what's about cable trouble. That's a whole other bottle of wine. I've had both. I've had years ago an old car I had. My alternator went out. That wasn't fun. Have had flat tires. I would never say had major car trouble. I don't know. I got the alternator was kind of major. Phone trouble. When you get in an area where you're just not getting reception or your phone's not working, that can be enormously frustrating, particularly in, you know, today's atmosphere. But what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Rob listening in Fort Edwards. Rob, what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble?
Good show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a beautiful 4Runner, and something happened to it that's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to be able to party in all this weather.
Right.
I have a bearing in my rear end that's an oddity. Toyota doesn't know why. Mm. But right now I'm without a vehicle and can't get it fixed until mid-January. So to me, right now, a vehicle, any vehicle, I deal with a Yugo with tire chains. I can knock on, you know, a lot of farm doors and all that up here at Bug Tussle Nowhere.
Right.
And probably get somebody to at least get me emergency help. But without a vehicle up here, you're not in business.
No,
have a lovely day, folks, and stay safe.
Hey, you too, Rob. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Rob brings up a great point, too. Hard to get scheduled right now for service on a vehicle if you do have car trouble. Great call. Appreciate it, Rob. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble?
First of all, I got a Yugo for sale.
This is not prime mover, but that's great. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
No, I don't. I say car trouble because at least if you have your phone and you have car trouble, you can call for help.
Yes.
If you don't have your phone, you're kind of out of luck.
Great point.
And I hate being attached to a phone, but
they're important when you need it.
Like this, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, totally agree. Thanks, Dick. I always appreciate your listenership. 855-752-4842. What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? Let's go to Jim listening on WAUK in beautiful Brookfield. Jim, what's worse?
Car trouble. Somebody in their 60s is definitely car trouble. I grew up without a phone. If you have car trouble, you're not going anywhere. Phone trouble for me, my kid, or somebody nearby will have a phone that can call for you. I'm used to not having a phone. But a car, you're not going anywhere.
Good point. We appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. Jim, listening down there in Brookfield. Yeah, I mean, you don't have a car. Pretty hard to these days, depending upon where you're at, if you don't have public transportation, hard to get to work. Off the text line, Steve on WMDX here in Madison says car trouble is worse. You can call for help, but have to wait for help. With phone, you can at least drive to get it fixed or keep driving until the signal is better. All right. Also, Tyler, listening in Columbia County on MDX, says phone trouble is worse. Because how can I listen to the Civic Media app or live stream without my phone?
I think you meant my pick. I'm guessing autocorrect.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate that.
I promise we're not paying Tyler.
We're not paying Tyler. But that's a great point. If you have phone trouble, how can you stream the Civic Media app and stream the show or enter into the Text to Win contest, which, by the way, the word this hour is cheer.
That's a good point. You could still listen over terrestrial radio, but you can't text to win if your phone doesn't work.
Tyler, that's the winning answer so far, in my opinion. Great job. Yes, the word this hour to text in on the aforesaid Civic Media app, cheer, C-H-E-E-R, text cheer, right now on the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour is going to win an all-expense-paid trip overnight to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. But I think Tyler's right. Phone trouble's worse.
At least right now.
Come on back. Talk a little news, the national scene after this. It's the Todd Allball Show for a snowy Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsinites are expected to travel in record numbers for the year-end holiday period from Saturday, December 21st to Wednesday, January 1st. AAA predicts 2.39 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home. That's 76,278 more travelers than the previous record high set last year. Nationwide, AAA expects 3 million more travelers than last year. An estimated 119.3 million people will travel 50 miles or more. This narrowly surpasses the previous record set in 2019 by 64,000 travelers. AAA expects 2.5 million more people on the roads this year. Nationwide, an estimated 107 million will take a road trip of 50 miles or more. That's just shy of the record of 108 million road travelers set in 2019. Road travel is expected to set new records in Wisconsin. More than 2.1 million Wisconsinites are forecast to take a road trip. That's 61,549 more Wisconsin road trippers than last year. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers will drive to their destinations, making it the most popular way to travel. Gas prices are expected to be competitive with last year's levels. During the last 2 weeks of 2023, Wisconsin gas prices averaged $2.74 per gallon. During that time, the state average ranged from a low of $2.71 per gallon to a high of $2.77. Currently, Wisconsin drivers are paying around $2.72 per gallon. Nationally, AAA expects air travel to set a new record this holiday season. Nearly 7.9 million Americans are forecast to take at least one domestic flight. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A winter weather advisory is in effect, with snow ongoing throughout the entire day, into the evening, and even overnight. Coming down heavy at times, reducing visibility to under a mile, and creating slick and slippery roads. With breezy winds gusting around 20 miles per hour, it's blowing and drifting the snow as well. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, December 19th. Winter storm warnings and advisories for almost partner, as we used to say back home, for most of the state. The only exceptions are those few counties right along the Illinois border, the southernmost part of the state. Everything else is under some sort of winter storm warning or advisory. Could be 9+ inches of snow if you live in areas, say, from Eau Claire over Highway 29 to Green Bay. In that's a very rough area. Check your local listings, as they say. Then just north of that area, and then say from Wisconsin Dells down to Madison and over to Milwaukee, looking at maybe 3 to 6 inches before it's all said and done early tomorrow morning. Much of the state, according to 511wi.gov, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, much of the state, as far as road conditions, not good. Most of the state's roadways are either snow-covered and slippery or completely snow-covered. A myriad of accidents right now. Too many to mention. But plan on a lot of extra time if you're going to be on the roadways today. Again, we're right smack dab in the middle of our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour, is going to win an all-expense-paid overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells in this statewide text-to-win contest. Download the Civic Media app, open it up, choose one of the first 11 stations, click on it. You'll see the little icon that says text. Click that, and then text the word cheer. Singular, by the way. C-H-E-E-R. That's it. C-H-E-E-R. Singular. The word cheer. Text it right now. Somebody's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Also be entered in because tomorrow night, the computer is going to pick out 8 winners at random. And you'll have a choice of a robot vacuum cleaner, 2 of those, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, a luggage set, a couple of those, and Olaf's favorite toy, a snowblower. All coming to you courtesy of our great team here that puts these together. It's fabulous. Text the word cheer, C-H-E-E-R, to the Civic Media app. All right, little national news today. Breaking according to Axios.com, Fannie Willis disqualified from Trump's Georgia election interference case. The Georgia Court of Appeals ruled earlier today to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from President-elect Trump's state 2020 election interference case over a conflict of interest. Why it matters? It's another major legal victory for Trump, who has repeatedly accused Willis of impropriety due to a relationship with the lead prosecutor on the case. The Georgia 2020 election case is Trump's last remaining criminal case that was set to go to trial. 2 federal cases against him have been dropped since his election win. Willis's disqualification casts the case into limbo, while Trump is also fighting to have his New York state hush money case thrown out following his May 2024 conviction. Driving the news, according to Axios, quote, after carefully considering the trial court's findings in its order, we conclude that it erred by failing to disqualify D.A. Willis and her office, unquote, according to the Georgia Appeals Court, what it wrote in the ruling. The court noted that, quote, an appearance of impropriety generally is not enough to support disqualification, unquote, but said this is a, quote, rare case, unquote, in which no other remedy but disqualification will suffice to restore public confidence in the integrity of these proceedings. The appeals court stopped short of throwing out the charges Willis's office brought against Trump in the case, writing in its ruling, quote, we affirm, however, the denial of the appellate's motion to dismiss the indictment. So the case gets to stay, but without Willis leading the charge, doubtful that anything is ever going to come to this, based on other court rulings as well. So it appears Trump gets yet another victory in court as we move on towards his January 20th inauguration. 39 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Other news making, other headlines making news at this hour. What is going on out in Washington, D.C.? You realize we have no final approval of a national budget, right? Been going on all year. So to keep the government funding and operating, Congress has to approve and the president has to sign these things called continuing resolutions or CRs. Basically, as a temporary Band-Aid, a fix. There was a deal made between Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, and Biden to get it done. Yesterday, Elon Musk starts tweeting out like 40-plus tweets that he's not down for this agreement. Then who starts picking it up? Trump and J.D. Vance. And after they got on board, Republicans in the House pulled out. No deal. Hakeem Jeffries, the Speaker of the House, minority leader of the Democrats in the House, said, look, this is on them. We had a deal. They backed out. And now there's talk that Republicans might jettison Johnson and again be in a situation, no Speaker. And Hakeem Jeffries says the Democrats ain't here to throw him a lifeline this time. More on this from Chris Hayes on MSNBC. He breaks it down for us. Take a listen to how Chris Hayes characterized this latest mess in D.C.
Guy who's never received a single vote, who is constitutionally ineligible to serve as actual president, who polling shows isn't wanted there by the American people.
Talking about Musk.
I guess is now effectively running these United States. So last night, congressional Republicans unveiled a short-term deal like there have been many others in the years I've been covering Congress to keep the government funded through March 14th of next year. It was a last-minute decision to avert a government shutdown for the holidays ahead of this weekend's deadline. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson agreed to the deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Dems still have the Senate majority, agreed to the deal. But they apparently forgot to ask Elon Musk. I don't think Musk has any idea what is actually in the bill. In fact, I feel quite certain of that. He urged his followers to use AI to summarize it for him, which, mwah. But he still spent the day whipping votes against it to his hundreds of millions of followers on the social media platform he owns. He tweeted more than 70 times against the deal to keep the government open, telling Republicans to kill the bill. And then once it looked like Musk killed the bill, again, this is all Musk, okay? Trump and J.D. Vance, do you remember them? Remember those guys? The guys that ran for office? Well, then they were like, well, they came out against it as well. Oh, I guess the train's leaving the station, issuing a hasty statement on social media and telling reporters that they now want a different way to fund the government.
There you go. All in on Chris Hayes on MSNBC. This was not being led by the president-elect, Donald Trump. This is being led by what more and more every day is looking like a de facto president, Elon Musk. I've never seen anything like it, to quote Bob Schieffer, longtime CBS News anchor. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, I can't even laugh at this one. I guess Elon Musk is the president. But here's the thing. You don't have enough time to come back from this. You had a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. I don't think Eli or Trump understand this. It was to keep the government funded.
Correct.
I don't know how you're going to keep it funded now, which I guess people are going to learn the hard way. And these guys like Van Orden that are congressman in this state, you're done. Because if they don't fix this and you shut the government down, we're talking, I don't have the words for this, Todd. It's just, this is just a,
that's
all I can say. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I guess people are going to learn the hard way. I'm just going to start calling the Trumpsters hard way. Okay, thanks, Todd.
Hey, thank you, Wisco. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Wisco's right. I'm not sure that people realize the ramifications here. Do you have a son or daughter, grandkid, works in the military, federal employee? Not a great way to spend Christmas without a paycheck. What about the TSA agents? Going to do some holiday traveling this year? Prepare for long lines. This is going to affect people in a very real way if the government shuts down. And right now, there is no plan to keep it open at this point. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Wisco reiterated the point. There was an agreement. And as someone who worked out on Capitol Hill for a congressman, in Congress, there is nothing more sacred than your word. If you tell another member, you got my vote, no equivocation, right? Former State Senator Tim Cullen taught me this years ago. Said, Todd, anything other than a yes is a no. Anything other than a no is a yes. So if you ask a congressperson or a senator, whoever, you know, Congressman, do we have your vote on this? Well, it's looking pretty good, but, you know, I think we're leaning that way and I feel pretty good about it.
You just heard
that,
a no.
Right. That's a no. But there was a deal. There was a yes, yes, and yes between Johnson in the House, Schumer in the Senate, Biden in the White House. Yes, yes, yes. And now Johnson is a no. That is a cardinal sin and hard to come back with. 855-752-4842. Greg, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Greg, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I love your show, as always. But
thank you.
Hey, frankly, these government shutdowns scare me. As a person who depends on income from the government, and I hate to say it that way because I hate to sound like a moocher, you know, or someone, but I do work and I do volunteer. Mm-hmm. But as a person who depends on, you know, that income from the government, it scares me that the government can just boom, bang, decide to shut down or say, we don't have enough money, you know, to operate. And quite honestly, why don't you have enough money to operate? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that we run, you know, that our nation runs on monopoly money, but, you know, if the government shuts down, it's scary for a lot of people. You know, you mentioned the military people who are depending on those paychecks. You mentioned people like me, you know, who are dependent on those paychecks. I mean,
well, and first of all, Greg, I want to tell you,
the government shuts.
I was going to say, I want to tell you, you're not a moocher. You're not a moocher, right? That's why you have Social Security and those programs there, because there are folks through no fault of their own who need those programs in order to survive. That's why we have that as a safety net, right? And you said you volunteer to other things, you contribute. So never be ashamed of that, number one. And number two, you are an example of real life consequences. And I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. There are real people that are going to be affected here, right?
Yeah, I mean, real people, you know, people, a lot of my friends in the disability community wonder why is the government shutting down? And I'd like to have explained, and maybe you can even bring a guest on your show, why is the government shutting down? I mean, Todd, I'm going to have to depend on those $100 bills from
the text to win.
Media for the text to win.
We've got you. Enter in. We don't have $100, but we have a weekend in the Chula Vista Dells. Come on back.
News from the center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Now 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. At the top of the hour, a little news and weather and sports for you, CBS, ABC News, respectively, depending upon your station across the Civic Media Radio Network. Sports update with Mike Clemens and Brittany Merlot and our great weather team will be updating this again. Winter weather advisories for kind of the far northern and far southern part of the state and a large middle swath. And by middle, that's a large swath. I'm talking Rice Lake, Eau Claire, across Highway 29, over to Green Bay, down to Oshkosh, over and through the Dells to La Crosse. That's a wide swath. Winter storm warnings could be 9 inches plus, might only be 6. Kind of depends on the storm track. And then just north of those areas and south of those areas, say Richland Center, Madison, Milwaukee, 3 to 6 inches. And then all the way down to the Illinois border, maybe an inch or nothing at all. It's going to be a bright line cutoff depending upon this storm track. Almost every roadway in Wisconsin is snow covered and slippery in part. Best to stay off it if you can or allow extra time. Talking, by the way, after the 2 o'clock news, Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show will be coming on board. Don't forget, we're in the middle of our Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Text the word CHEER, singular, C-H-E-E-R, CHEER. Right now to the Civic Media app, you'll be eligible to win that overnight getaway in the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells or one of our lovely 8 grand prizes. Yes, it is a statewide contest. Talking about the implications, appreciate Greg from Waukesha's call about this possible government shutdown coming Friday night as Elon Musk led the charge. Trump and J.D. Vance hopped on late and helped kill the deal, pressured House Republicans to kill a deal that was already done with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, President of the United States. They had a deal, and Musk killed it. According to CNN, facing intense pressure of the federal government potentially shutting down within days and disaster aid coffers that need replenishment, lawmakers are racing to cobble together a temporary government plan after it was killed. The now dead agreement would have kept federal government operating through March 14th, as well as provide nearly $100 billion in disaster aid and economic relief for farmers in rural communities. The deal would have also provided lawmakers with their first pay raise since 2009. So there's what's at risk here? Disaster aid and also money for farmers. All right. Remember all the hurricane and the flooding in North Carolina and Florida? There's aid in here for those folks. Some $29 billion would help replenishment FEMA disaster fund, which was depleted after the two hurricanes. $21 billion is in this for disaster relief for farmers, including people in Wisconsin, I assume. Lawmakers have until midnight tomorrow to fund the government, at least temporarily, to avoid the shutdown, since Congress has not approved appropriations for any agencies. All agencies would be affected. The White House Office of Management and Budget is sending additional guidance to federal agencies on shutdown preparations. Greg asked the question before the break. We don't really have time to get into the nuances of it. But here's kind of the deal. I know this is confusing because people look at the state budget. In the state of Wisconsin, we have a law where if the legislature and the government or governor can't agree on a new state budget every other year by the deadline, then the previous budget goes into effect into perpetuity. In other words, until they get an agreement. So it's not like you'd have no funding. It's just basically your funding gets frozen at whatever the last budget was.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so it just keeps on going. At the federal level, we don't have something like that. So there are deadlines every other year. And if you don't have a budget, if you don't have an approved budget from Congress and the president, it's over. It's done. Government, quote unquote, shuts down. Why do I say quote unquote? Because there are, again, without getting the weeds, is called essential employees. So the TSA at airports will be considered essential. So there'd be some funding, but not every TSA employee would be quote unquote essential. So you'd see reduced levels, which would mean longer lines at airports. For payment for federal workers, including employees, that stopped. Now, again, I don't want to scare people, all right? So Greg, who was listening to Waukesha, people listening are on Social Security, depending upon when those checks are cut or whatnot, it's not like on Friday, all payments stop. It's that whatever money is still kind of in those accounts continues on until it's not, all right? So the short answer is it depends. But eventually, in the next few days or weeks, those monies, as the story says on CNN, it will affect all government agencies. I went through this when I worked for a member of Congress back in the 90s, when Newt Gingrich blew it up with Bill Clinton. As a non-essential congressional staffer, I was sent home, laid off. It lasted, I can't remember off the top of my head, about 10 days. But the real danger here is we have an unelected person in Elon Musk who did this singularly. And that's dangerous. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe on the roads. Winter storm warnings and watches are advisories out for most of Wisconsin. Stay home if you can. We'll keep you company and informed on civic media. Great show today. Appreciate Sean Fetterplace, Mr. Zommers, as always. Luke Mathers joins us tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you are fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and text the word CHEER, CHEER, right now to the civic media app. An overnight stay in the Dells is up for grabs.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Just PS, Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom's back in the house, catching up on a very full week and beginning to look ahead. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. Luigi Mangione returned to New York in an orange jumpsuit, handcuffed and ankles shackled, transported by plane and helicopter after waiving extradition at a Pennsylvania hearing today. Now Mangione is in federal court facing charges of stalking and firearm counts that could qualify for the death penalty. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside federal court in Lower Manhattan.
Some of his writings that police said they found on him describe, according to sources, a fixation almost that he developed over a period of months on United Healthcare in particular, and an increasing malice such that he began to see himself as having to confront corporate greed head on. But that still doesn't fully explain what turns a 26-year-old young man of privilege, an Ivy League graduate, a valedictorian of his elite prep school in Baltimore, into an alleged killer.
This is ABC News.